Russia's upper house of parliament has overwhelmingly approved limits on how the country's news organizations cover upcoming presidential and parliamentary elections. It acted just days after Russia's only nationwide independent television network was taken off the air. Media watchers see a broader effort by the government to control news reporting. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
If President Vladimir Putin signs the new restrictions into law, news organizations could be shut down for campaign coverage authorities judge to be biased. It will also be illegal to critically report on issues involving a candidate's so-called character, unless those issues are directly related to his or her professional activities. Alexei Simonov of the Glasnost Defense Foundation Press Advocacy Group explains what that regulation could mean in practice.
A candidate is a pedophile, but the journalist will have a right to tell it to his future electors only if he is a director of a school, because it is a part of his professional activities.
Simonov says pro-Kremlin incumbent legislators who dominate parliament acted to protect themselves from any criticism and to keep journalists in line.
The whole policy is, in general, to make self-censorship much higher than existing censorship, and this is the intention of this law, nothing more.
Backers of the legislation say in past campaigns, powerful business and political interests have unscrupulously manipulated media outlets. Lawmaker Mikhail Grishenkov emphasizes the new rules will only be in effect during the actual election campaign. In past elections, the media has been involved in mountains of dirt and mudslinging with no accountability whatsoever, Grishenkov says. These regulations may seem draconian, but they will prevent people from being manipulated. Masha Lipman, an analyst with the Moscow Carnegie Center, says the quality of Russian journalism, as in many countries, may indeed leave much to be desired.
What do we do about it? If the government undertakes to act as the ultimate arbiter and policeman, I don't think this will eventually work to improve the institutions.
Lipman says the Kremlin's efforts to stifle the press are especially aimed at television, which has a far wider influence here than newspapers or radio. Just a few days ago, Russia's only independent nationwide television network, TVS, went off the air. TVS was mired in murky financial woes, but Russia's press ministry unexpectedly pulled the plug on the network just a day before it was due to shut down on its own. TVS journalist Viktor Shenderovich says the authorities feared the network would use its final hours on the air to blast the government. The Kremlin's nerves gave out, Shenderovich says. It feared our goodbyes would be bitter. Bitter were the descriptions of President Putin on Shenderovich's popular satirical program called Free Cheese. The show sometimes compared Putin to an evil dwarf, and it mocked his policies in Chechnya, where Russian troops are bogged down in a bloody conflict with separatists. A year ago, TVS struck a controversial deal with powerful political and business interests. Some TVS journalists charged the Kremlin used its influence to deprive their network of new financing. But analyst Masha Lipman notes there's been no public outcry over the demise of TVS, which was replaced by an all-sports channel. She sees a disturbing trend towards a Soviet-era apathy about politics.
The public message today generally is, let them at the top. Do what they please, provided that they leave us alone. Nothing depends on me anyway, so why would I bother?
Lipman says the increasing Kremlin control over the airwaves and the public's apathy gives President Putin and his allies an even bigger advantage in elections due to take place over the next 9 months. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.